Good morning. The cold front that produced a line of strong low-top thunderstorms with a burst of rain and strong gusty winds and even severe weather across the region late yesterday and last night is now tracking off the eastern seaboard. Some leftover moisture, mainly in the form of cloud cover, lies behind the front as well as a gusty west breeze. We will see a few scattered sprinkles or flurries, mainly across the higher terrain today in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while the rest of the region enjoys partly to mostly sunny skies, although it will be a bit blustery with high temperatures staying in the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, still a bit brisk with lows in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, we'll continue with that northwesterly flow as high pressure continues to build in and there will be a chill in the air. And with some moisture, particularly downwind of the Great Lakes, we run the risk of a few rain and snow showers through the middle of the day with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Even colder air will build in on Tuesday night and stick around during the day on Wednesday. This as high pressure parks itself over top of us for the day, leaving us with sunshine but highs only in the lower to mid-30s. A rebound on the backside of that high pressure center into the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and back up toward the 50-degree mark on Friday with a continuation of the dry weather. Another system will approach as things modify through the weekend with partly sunny skies on Saturday, highs around 50, then clouds and showers move back our way on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific storm systems will keep a large portion of the West unsettled this week. Locally heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, and gusty winds will all be in play, especially in the Pacific Northwest to Northern California. Also, elevated fire weather conditions are forecast in parts of Southern California due to dry conditions and gusty offshore winds today. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on rapidly intensifying Hurricane Iota. Located 170 miles east-southeast of Cabo Gracias a Dios on the Nicaragua-Honduras border. Data from an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft and NOAA satellites indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 145 miles per hour with higher gusts. Iota is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Additional rapid strengthening is expected during the next 12 to 18 hours, and Iota could possibly be a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane when it approaches Central America tonight. In addition to the wind and tremendous rain, a life-threatening storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 10 to 15 feet above normal tide levels in areas of onshore winds along the coast of Nicaragua and Honduras. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. All of this in almost exactly the same location as Hurricane Eta hit only a couple of weeks ago. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in freezing fog and 19 degrees with a west wind at 62, gusting to 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 28, 56% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 37, that's 3 degrees below normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.15 inches for the month, and 30.82 inches for the season, which is 3.95 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 71 set in 2006, and the record low 7 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few sprinkles or flurries today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy with a chance of a few showers today and highs in the lower 40s. A few snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a chance of a few rain or snow showers, otherwise blustery and cool in the lower 40s. Sunny in the lower 30s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds around 50 on Friday. Partly sunny on Saturday, right around 50. And mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the upper 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.